A decade ago this weekend, Tennessee became home to one of the worst environmental disasters in U.S. history. Over a billion tons of coal ash spilled into the town of Kingston, where the Tennessee Valley Authority had been storing waste produced by a nearby plant. 10 years later, TVA is still being scrutinized for the way it's handling coal ash, this time for whether the storage is contaminating the water supply. WPLN's Shalina Chatlani reports.
In Humphreys County, Gary Bullwinkle walks to the end of a creaky dock and scans the waters of Kentucky Reservoir, where he used to play as a child.
Anytime we ever swam, that was just part of our vista, the ash that and pollution.
That vista he's referring to is a line of gray industrial buildings.
And so where you see the one tall smokestack, that's Johnsonville plant.
For nearly 70 years, the Johnsonville plant burned coal, leaving behind a toxic byproduct. Coal ash. Now, up to 5 million cubic yards of this stuff is stored in a dirt and clay pit in the middle of the reservoir. Bullwinkle worries because coal ash contains elements such as arsenic and mercury, linked to health effects like cancer and kidney failure.
If there was an accident, it would be damaging the local people's use of the river and exposing them to dangers of coal ash that they're not informed about.
The Johnsonville pit is one of about a couple dozen across the state and over 1,000 in the nation. Their potential dangers came to the forefront after the 2008 Kingston spill, when coal ash burst from a TVA pit and smothered 300 acres of land. It was a wake-up call for the state and the nation. Chuck Head, assistant commissioner at Tennessee's Environmental Agency, says the state responded immediately.
The legislature issued a resolution that required TVA to tell the department and the legislature how they were going to move away from wet ash to dry ash.
That means the ash would look more like a landfill rather than a wet and fluid pond. But environmental groups say that isn't enough. Dry ash still has some moisture in it, and if the pits are unlined, meaning there's no protective layer between itself and the water, contaminants can seep through. In 2015, they sued TVA for this reason. In response, the state ordered TVA to investigate all its sites for any water contamination. And around the same time, the federal government also told utilities to see whether their unlined pits were leaking and take corrective steps. They'd either have to remove the ash entirely or cover it up properly and keep it in place. But in Tennessee, TVA says it hasn't finished those investigations. So the ultimate fate of these pits are still largely to be determined, like the one at its plant in Stewart County, right by the Cumberland River. You can walk on top of it like a dirt road.
That's when I imagined a coal ash pit. I imagined something overflowing.
As you can see and feel from standing up here, it's far and away from the old ponds like we used to use at Kingston and other sites.
Scott Brooks, a spokesman with TVA, says since Kingston, the utility has committed to converting wet ash to dry, and any new ash is going to lined landfills.
We're installing even more monitoring wells, testing wells, so that we'll have all this brand new data coming out in the next year and a half.
But Amanda Garcia, senior attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center, says the science is already pretty clear. Leaving the ash in an unlined pit, even if it's covered, is going to contaminate the water.
Years of past groundwater monitoring data show that there are problems at many of these sites.
Garcia accuses TVA of delaying the release of its water contamination data to avoid removing the ash, a process that could cost billions of dollars. Meanwhile, other major utilities have started to reveal their own data. It paints a dire picture of coal ash contamination across the country because pits in 22 states are leaking excessively high levels of toxic chemicals into water. In South Carolina, several utilities have already decided to remove around 20 million tons of ash. It's ironic, Garcia says, because TVA is behind the spill that launched all of this.
Here we are 10 years later, and they still have leaking unlined coal ash ponds. And so the state can step in and should step in.
TVA says it's not delaying, but simply waiting on more data and science to make an informed decision. As a public entity, it says it has an obligation to its customers to make the best financial decision. But environmentalists say the longer utilities wait to handle the ash properly, the more it will cost generations to come. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chotlani.